B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Thursday, February 21st, 2019. Your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening at WWKB 1520 in Buffalo and ESPN Radio 97.7, 100.1, and 1200 AM in Syracuse, New York. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, the geolocated teams of Overwatch League are beginning to inflame some rivalries, but is esports ready for that kind of thing? Plus, we'll look ahead to the next month in gaming. Those conversations are ahead today on Checkpoint XP Daily. We love lists here at Checkpoint XP. We love making our own lists, but we also love making fun of other people. So today, Joe's got a list of the top 25 villains of all time, yep. And we're going to try to fill it in.
This one comes from Robbie's favorite source, Ranker.
He's going to be terrible.
Yeah, we've got the top 25 villains of all time. All right. I actually think you guys are going to do pretty good on this.
So I was about to say, because I think villains should be... Villains are almost more memorable than heroes in a lot of times.
Yeah.
So I think it's easier to pick out the really exceptional ones.
The really memorable ones?
Yeah. You should still brace yourself. Maybe try to get into the mind of a simpleton before we go into this list.
Okay.
All right, Robbie, as our local simpleton, why don't you start us off?
Wow. Joe Sloan.
Burn.
I am not on the list.
Too damn bad.
Coming in at number 25 is me. All right.
Bowser.
Bowser is number 2 on this list. Well done. Norris, over to you.
Sephiroth.
Sephiroth is number 1 on this list.
Now,
well
this
done.
List is already is trash.
This is already
you got 1 and 2.
This Sephiroth is already suspect.
Nate, back to you.
Liquid Snake.
Liquid Snake.
Brother.
There's no Liquid Snake on here. Ooh. There are Metal Gear Solid villains on here, but I don't see Liquid Snake.
Here's
preposterous.
You guys can't look at this as who, like, you know, from a theological standpoint, who's the best villain?
Theological?
Who is whatever, philosophical, blah, 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 whatever. You need to think who's the most...
Well, the difference between those two things, but okay.
Ranker's more of a popularity contest than anything else.
All right, fair.
Robbie, you're so smart.
Let's go with Eggman, Dr. Robotnik.
Dr. Robotnik's number 10 on this list.
All right,
Norris?
All right, Psycho Mantis.
Psycho Mantis is number 20 on this list. Psycho Mantis. Well done. So, yes, there are some Metal Gear Solid. Nate?
Let me think here. Revolver Ocelot.
Number 23 on this list is Revolver Ocelot.
This is highly suspect low placement for those.
Should they be higher than Liquid Snake, or should Liquid Snake be higher than both of them?
Both.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and take one from the chat, but I don't anticipate him being on the list. Over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp, CXC Decibels, or I'm sorry, Dark Flux says, if Handsome Jack isn't on that list...
Handsome Jack is number 6 on this list.
Oh, good.
He cracks the top 10.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I'm running out of villains.
Norris. You got a lot to go yet.
Kefka.
Kefka is definitely on this list.
You stole mine.
Kefka is number 12 on this list. Does not crack the top 10, surprisingly.
Way higher.
I agree.
Darn it. Crap. Now I'm on the spot to try to think of something else. I'm going to have to pass. I'm blanking.
Okay.
I'm having a brain fart.
I'm going to pull one from the Norris side of things. I'm going to say M. Bison.
M. Bison is number 17 on this
list.
Very
good.
M. Bison is
on
here.
Very good.
Not the only fighting game villain on this list either. Interesting.
Shao Kahn.
God. That's twice.
Shao Kahn is number 13 on this list. I don't know how I feel about Shao Kahn being higher than M. Bison.
M. Bison should be much higher.
I agree. I think M. Bison is a better villain. Even though I like Mortal Kombat more, I think M. Bison's a better villain. Nate, over to you.
Ganondorf.
I'll give you Ganon, who comes in at number 4.
All right.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Number 4,
right.
Top 5.
Classic villain.
Yep. I don't agree with the placement, but okay.
Yep. Robbie, over to you.
This one's for you, Joe. Ultima Sia.
That's a waste of a guess.
I can promise you for a fact that Ultimecia is not on this list. I'm pretty sure if I extended this bad boy out to 70, I don't think it would be on there.
Boy, but you swung for the fences on that guess. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. We're currently going through the list of top 25 villains and seeing how many we can guess.
Yeah, you guys have done really good for about your first 12, 13 or so. Now we're getting to the second half of that list. We'll see how it
all
goes.
Right,
Norris.
I'm going to go kind of obscure for a popularity contest. Lavos.
Lavos. Ooh. Is a great one, but not on this
list. I didn't think so.
Lavos, I hadn't thought of Lavos. That was a good one. Nate, over to you.
Pure annoying factor.
Ooh.
Seymour.
Seymour.
FF10.
Seymour is not on this list.
All right.
Let me go ahead and see. Are there any more Final Fantasy villains on here?
You got to think more classic villains.
Yeah, there are no more Final Fantasy villains.
You got to think more classic villains.
Well, I will not go with the guess I was going to, and I'll pull another one from the chat here from Black Fox. King K. Rool.
King K. Rool. I think he's not on this list, but I feel like I saw him down in like the 30s. We're not far off. Okay. Norris.
You know, I'm going to have to source from the chat on this one, too. Carletta says GLaDOS.
GLaDOS is number 3 on this list.
Wow.
GLaDOS is going to almost complete out the top 5. I'm going to say, there's some trickier ones in here, especially that number 5, because you got to think more outside. Who are villains not just from video games, but they're in video games, but they've started somewhere else.
You know what? I was going to go there.
Nate,
I was gonna go
it
there.
Is your turn.
Frieza?
Ooh, no, Frieza's not on this list. I wish Frieza was on this
list. I feel like it would have, I mean, given the hint that you just gave, I feel like that was the best guess that I could come
up
with.
It's not bad. Robbie, over to you.
What about Wesker?
Albert Wesker comes in at number 11 on this
list.
He's
just sourcing now completely from the chat. Last 3 have been completely from the chat.
Not a bad strategy. Norris, over to you.
Oh, man, Dracula.
Yes, Dracula comes in at number 7.
Oh,
that is a good one, but not the one that I was referencing.
I know, but I'm on that thread. I'm trying.
Yeah,
to
you're on the right track. Nate, over to you.
Man, I think I'm gonna have to pass again because I'm just drawing a blank.
They're getting tough now.
Yeah, they really are.
All right. This is gonna be another obscure one, but one of my favorites. Probably won't be there, but Luca Blight.
I'm mad that Luca's
deep
not on this
cut.
List because Luca Blight's a great answer, but not
deep
popular
cut.
Enough.
Not popular.
Deep, too deep of a cut. That's the problem.
Yeah.
All right, Norris.
Oh, it is getting tough, man.
Oh, yeah.
Akuma.
No.
Is he a villain?
No,
more of a force in
there. There is another fighting game villain on here. In fact, he's a Mortal Kombat villain.
I think I got it.
I think if it's not what you think, I'm pretty sure I could get it.
There's also a Pokemon villain on here. So, Nate, over to you.
Goro?
Goro is number 25 on this list. Goro,
wasn't the one
the
that I was thinking.
The Brute is on this list.
Not the one I was thinking, but I'm now going to go with Giovanni.
Giovanni's not on this list. It is not Giovanni.
Gary Oak.
Gary Oak is not on this list.
What?
It is not him.
Team Rocket.
Nope.
Mewtwo.
It is Mewtwo.
Yes. Yep.
Mewtwo is number 18 on this list.
You can catch him automatically.
Wait a minute. Pokemon are not inherently good or evil.
The
That's
movie
not a
taught
villain.
Us that, didn't it?
It's not a villain.
I agree. All right. I'm going to go through these for you. Number 5 is the Joker. Comes in.
Yeah,
that's one that we missed. We also missed number 8, Pyramid Head. Number 9 was Darth Vader. We got Wesker, Kefka, Shao Kahn. Number 14 is Majora, and number 15 is Dark Link. 16 is Andrew Ryan.
That's Andrew, a good one. Come on.
I know.
Why didn't I think of that? Yep. I am kicking myself.
Number 19 is the Master Hand.
That's stupid.
Yeah,
I mean, it is the final boss,
it's more
I guess.
Of a force of nature.
Yeah. Number 21 is Nemesis. Number 22 is Ridley.
He's a good one. Ridley or Mother Brain?
Yeah, those were
Mother Brain was going to be one that I was going to throw in there too.
Revolver Ocelot was 23. Ares was number 24, and you got Goro, which rounded out at number 25.
Wow,
I'm not mad at that list.
No, this is not the worst list we've done.
It's not terrible, but I don't love it either. Well, listen, we want want to hear from you. How many were you able to guess? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint underscore XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll look ahead to the major game releases coming next month in March. That conversation will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, with Overwatch League set to introduce home and away games this year, it's stoking the fires of rivalry. But is esports ready for that? We'll discuss that ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as the Ticket 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the BPod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options, like If You Give a Rick a podcast for kids about the world of children's books, and Nerd Radio, for everything from sci-fi to wrestling and all things nerdy in between, go to bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Traditional sports are filled with famous rivalries, whether it's Yankees, Red Sox, Michigan, Ohio State, or Duke, North Carolina. These rivalries have divided fan bases across the country. Now, Overwatch League is gearing up to do the same for esports.
Yeah, and I guess the question is, are they really ready for what exactly that encourages? You know, they're using the geolocated franchises, and it's a brilliant idea to get people to invest in the teams, but there's another side to that.
Well, yeah, it's because sports is inherently tribal, right? You pick a side.
Well, what is fan short for?
Fanatic. And that's the thing, is that, you know, not just being endeared to a team, but also to your hometown, it really turns people up. And, you know, in turn, what that could turn to is some really vitriolic stuff that we see spill out in traditional sports all the time.
Right. Well, and I think that there's also a bit of a misplaced emotion that happens in the video game world, where emotions get high about something, people get competitive. I mean, think about the way that people used to talk about their loyalty to which console they bought. Mm-hmm. They literally called it the console wars.
Yeah.
But like, we fought it out in space laser swords or something.
Joe, the way you phrase it, saying is esports ready for it? I think the bigger question is, are we ready for it? Because when you see things happen like at sports, you know, there might be some two sides that get into a fight, but when it's all done and over with, you know, maybe they get arrested or whatever, but at the end of the day, you don't know who that was, you don't care who that was. The way that we do stuff, like Nate's saying, to these wars, we take it online, we take it to the discourse, we spread rumors.
Well, and again, this subject is kind of being brought out by an incident that happened within the first week of a couple of spectators that were ejected for rowdy behavior in the Blizzard Arena.
Yep.
And, you know, it's kind of made people camp up. Like, it was really unfair to eject these guys. They were just having fun. They were bringing in, you know, sort of the tailgate spirit of sports.
Right.
And I do understand that argument. At the same time, though, that's a very small production environment that you're bringing these guys into. And if they're being disruptive enough to affect the broadcast, and they were, because I could hear them.
Yeah.
Then Blizzard has every right to ask them to leave. Well, so do we know where the appropriate line is, or are we just going to cite, oh, well, that kind of stuff happens at wrestling events or hockey matches all the time? You know what I mean? Why do we need to take the bad behavior of sports fans elsewhere to justify our own crappy behavior?
Well, that's the thing, is esports has traditionally been a very friendly environment, at least in a live setting, right? When you go to a live event, it's usually very, hey, we're all here to celebrate esports and video games. Sure, you go into Twitch chat, or, you know, it's toxic as all get out.
But I think that's part of the big thing, and that's to Robbie's point, is that when these rivalries heat up, and Nate, for as much as I understand what you're saying, that's not going to be the reality, because people are still going to get pumped up, adrenaline's going to boil, and people are going to get too fired up. So it's going to happen more. And the thing is that, do we stop it in the live setting where that's usually where it stops in traditional sports because of the sheer volume of people.
Right.
Or will the vitriol that comes with internet culture and all the stuff that's inherent to esports come along with it? The doxing, the finding out who people are,
how do we even stop that?
Do we even stop that kind of stuff? But I think that's sort of the more scarier notion about what real rivalry could turn into in esports specifically.
But that's the problem, is what we're talking about is basically investment. If you get people to invest hard enough in your product and in your team and become true fanatics of whatever organization they're following.
Sure.
The other side of that is then the dark side of that. Like, you don't, if no one cared, if no one, if people only marginally followed Michigan, Ohio State, it'd be easy to go to one of those games. You'd have that kind of like, hey, we're all here to celebrate college football happening.
Right, right.
But because there is that rivalry and that passion for those two teams, if you're a Michigan fan going to the Horseshoe, you better be ready to fight.
No, you better literally physically be ready to fight that day.
I see your point there. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on Fox Sports 1350 AM in Riverside, San Bernardino, as well as the Mighty 1090 in San Diego. We're currently talking about the geolocated nature of OWL means that rivalries are starting to form, and whether or not esports and the fans of esports are mature enough to be able to handle those rivalries. And Norris, while I understand your point, and I do understand, like back in the day, Raiders games and people used to have batteries thrown at them on the field.
Oh yeah.
And there is a difference though when you're talking about a stadium of 70,000 people versus the Blizzard Arena where there's maybe 1,000 if you're lucky, right? They're very different environments, okay? And nothing makes me think that even back in the day that among 70,000 people throwing batteries onto the field weren't being ejected. We just didn't hear them belly aching about it on social media later.
Or trying to
get their friends to brigade their cause or whatever it is. Okay, that's, I think, the difference. Mm-hmm. That, people used to get ejected and then they used to have to, just deal with it. They had to deal with the consequence of their crappy behavior. But now, people get to make their case on social media, and because they were making a ruckus at a public event, now people are looking for their response or their side of the story. I don't care what their side of the story was. Here's what I know. I was watching the event. I could hear their obnoxious behavior. That's grounds enough for me for Blizzard to eject them out of the arena. They had full grounds to do it. End of discussion. I don't care what this kid's story was about how he was just getting juiced on the environment. That's BS, and I'm going to call it on BS every single time, because even in an organized, large, mainstream sports setting, that kind of behavior doesn't fly.
Yeah, but we are going to see more of it, and you're going to have to be prepared for it. I mean, look no further than Dallas Houston.
Oh, that's
going to... That road game is going to happen this year.
That's where it's going to happen at.
Yeah.
If we get out of there without some major headline that has nothing to do with the teams, I'll be happy too.
I'll be happy.
I'm also going to be very surprised.
That's the thing. We're going to see it at some point. And that's the question to all of us is you want esports to become, more mainstream and more accepted, but are you really ready for everything that entails?
Let's just not be psychos about it.
Well,
but that's hard to say when the more you open up esports and the more people that get invested into it, that element is going to come into it. No matter what, just by adding more people.
I don't know. Yes and no. I mean, I do agree with you that the attempts by Blizzard to geolocate teams is a step toward that. But I think that, in order for that to be fully realized, every single game is going to be having to be played home and away to really be able to cultivate that kind of environment. With everyone having to come together in Burbank right now, I just don't see it getting that way. Because, everyone's got to sit in that same arena and figure out how to get along. And, if you can't, guess what? Blizzard will throw you out, and they have full right to do so.
They do, but, you got to look towards Season 3 or even beyond that when you're going to have teams traveling and you're going to see problems like that.
I definitely agree that it's something that we've got to think about. and it's a topic worth discussing. But again, I side with Blizzard on this. I side with them ejecting those dudes. They had every right to do that. Listen, we want to hear from you. Do you think that this is a big deal? Are we mature enough to be able to handle these kind of rivalries? Share your opinions with us at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _ XP on Instagram. Ahead next, we'll look ahead to the major game releases next month in March. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com. This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on 98.5, the Sports Hub of Boston, as well as the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. Make sure you're following us on our freshly partnered Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. We've got tons of new emotes, including each of our beautiful faces, as well as not one, but two cat emotes. Tali and Fritz, our actual cats, are now Twitch emotes, and there's only one place to get them. That's over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Each month, we take a look ahead to what's on the horizon for gaming. We've got the biggest releases coming up over the next month. So, Joe, take it away.
Yep, we got to lead off with March 1st. Dead or Alive 6 is on the scene for PC, PS4, Xbox One.
Can I just say I'm not hyped for a single game that's coming out?
You literally March. Are bugging though.
I've nothing. Only, I've admittedly
you
only fooling. Got a couple that I'm
nothing.
Even.
You're fooling.
I'm in Nate's camp. I'm not spending
You're
any
fooling.
Money this month.
I see three off the rip.
I mean, I honestly, like I really, you know, because now I have a budget for games.
Three off the rip.
Like I can monthly, I can buy a certain amount of games. Right.
Sure.
Like, we, you know, we make enough money now that I.
You're
yeah,
trying
I can
to suggest that you're going to be doubling up in April.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I can't see anything that I'm plunking down cash for.
I see a couple, but I tend to agree that there's it's a light month. Dead or Alive 6 is the lead off point.
No.
It's Dead or Alive if you like Dead or Alive.
It's dead.
No.
It's just dead.
It's just dead.
It's dead.
It's just dead. Now, the last couple.
I'll pick it up when it's free in 3 months.
Yeah, right?
Yikes.
Like, even fans of Dead or Alive, like, it fell off at 4, I think, or 4 or 5.
4 was the last one I played.
4 was the last one I played.
That was, like, the good one, though. Like, that was the one everyone remembers.
I think it was 4 where it was. No, 3, where it was precipitous.
Yeah.
The drop off.
Yeah. Also on March 1st, we've got Toe Jam and Earl back in the groove for PC, Mac, Linux, Switch, PS4, and Xbox One. This I'm buying.
No, okay. This is the only game I'm okay with. Let me tell you why I'm not buying it.
Okay.
Because I bought some of the other Toe Jam and Earl revival games and
that's
was
unfortunate.
The game series did not age well.
Listen, like, there's only one good Toe Jam and Earl game, and it's the first
one. It's the first one.
Panic on Funkatron was not doing anyone any favors.
No, but
I beat Panic on Funkatron.
Here's the thing, though, is that that's not even like a group of characters that even still makes sense. It's a total anachronism.
Toe Jam and Earl?
It only makes sense for like the late 90s. That's it. That's it. It's
what if that came out in like 95?
That was 94, 95.
Yeah,
was it really?
It was like early 90s.
Mid-90s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good times. Up next, we got Left Alive on March 5th, coming out for PS4 PC.
This is the Yohei Shinkawa art-directed Square Enix robot game.
Yeah, Square Enix. Yes. So if this comes out to great
hard
to
pass.
Great hype and people are telling me it's awesome,
hard pass.
Then I'll give it a try because at this point, remember, Square Enix has to prove to me.
Can I ask you a question? It's one of them things where it's like, I don't want to support Square Enix, but I want to support Yohei Shinkawa.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Where's the promotional material for this game?
It's been non-existent.
If it's coming out in March, why don't I know that it's coming out? Because I can recognize Yohei Shinkawa's artwork from like a mile away.
Yeah.
I know a Metal Gear when I'm looking at it. Okay, I've not seen anything.
No one
for
has.
This.
Yeah.
The budget has not been big. They haven't paid off no streamers.
I'm telling you.
I mean, it is what it is.
I'm telling you. I don't think that this has a whole lot of faith from Square Enix internally, which makes me think that it's going to be.
I got to tell you something. If Square Enix doesn't have much faith in it, I have more faith.
Maybe.
In it.
Yeah. That's
you know what
right.
else they didn't
Maybe.
Have much faith in? Bravely Default.
You know what else they didn't? No, but you know what else they didn't have much faith in? The Quiet Man.
Oh.
Hold on. I actually saw commercials for that though.
That's true.
I did too.
Wow.
That got more, too.
The Quiet Man gets more marketing than
Left Alive.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, March 7th, we got Total War Three Kingdoms for PC. If you're into that type of game, you'll probably be excited about it.
You'll love it, yeah.
All right, Norris, March 8th, Devil May Cry 5, PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Pull the devil trigger.
Yes! Whatever, Robbie. I'm just going to, I don't care. I'm ready.
Are you?
Yes.
You, day one purchase?
It's happening!
Norris is getting his devil trigger pulled, and that's
right.
Really
y'all
weird.
Know I love Capcom.
If he decides to stream this, y'all need to make sure you show up and support him.
Can
and
I
pull,
say
pull his
that?
Devil trigger?
Can I say that on the radio? I'm not even sure that that's okay.
So I think you can
pull my own devil trigger.
Yeah, please stop.
You know what? We gotta,
what's the next
stop
game on the list?
Anyway, yeah. Kirby's Epic Yarn is coming out for 3DS on March the 8th.
Okay. More like Kirby's Epic Yawn, am I right?
Nice one. First one to ever say it, I'm sure. Up next is.
Settle down, old man.
The Division 2 is coming out for PS4, Xbox One, and PC on March 15th.
When we saw the first trailer for this at E3 last year, I was actually interested. Never tried the first Division. Heard terrible things about it. Actually, recently got to try this. A viewer sent a code my way.
Oh, that's right. You did get to try it out.
It was super underwhelming.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow,
I'm just not into loot shooters, bro.
Yeah. No. Hard pass for me. Tried the first Division, and it doesn't look like they're deviating much from that. So, yeah.
March 20th has got Super Robot Wars coming for Switch and PS4.
Hey, that's Super Robot Wars T.
Oh, that's not just a mistype or something? Oh.
T.
Interesting. How about The Stinking City coming out on March 21st? PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
I think that I tried this when I was out at E3.
This one looked interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to have to eat a little bit of crow here.
If this is the one that I think.
No. This is, I know this game.
Is this that Lovecraftian adventure horror looking thing?
Yes. Yes.
This looks fun.
Yes. This looks very good from everything that I've seen in the marketing materials.
Yep.
But again, that's marketing materials. So
who knows how much of it's accurate.
Right. It's up for debate. No, so I'm at least going to check it out.
Yeah.
Though.
I got to play this. This is good. This is cool.
I'm excited then. Up next, we got Sekiro Shadows Die Twice for PS4, Xbox One, and PC on March 22nd.
Which is, of course, From Software. Yeah, hard pass.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's not your aesthetic. I'm always excited for more From Software titles. I just wish it was Armored Core.
Yes, From Software is great. It's just, it's...
That's how, you know what? I feel that way, though, too.
I need an Armored Core title. I'm at that point.
I don't want nothing else from Software unless it's another Armored Core.
From Software.
I agree. I'm almost like, just don't announce anything else. Unless it's a new Armored Core game.
Straight up.
That's what I need.
Straight up.
Up next, we got Tropico 6 coming out for PC, PS4, and Xbox One on March 29th.
You're getting
Tropico 6?
A strange fascination with these sort of games.
With the city builders?
Yeah.
I love them.
What is it about Tropico that makes you excited?
I have a guy complex.
No.
I feel like I'm above everyone, and I like games that confirm it.
That explains your love for the genre, but I mean, did you play any of the other Tropico games?
Yeah. 3, 4, and 5.
What makes them any good?
It's really hard to explain.
What makes one SimCity better than another game?
Can you unleash Godzilla upon
your city once you've built it?
No, but you can't unleash the lumpen proletariat.
Oh, well. That's kind of awesome.
That's actually kind of interesting.
Last but not least, we got on March 29th for the Nintendo Switch, we got Yoshi's Crafted World coming out. I
support this in theory. I would never play it.
You see, that's my thing. I played the Yoshi games on like the old system, and they were great.
Yeah.
Totally.
Just not something I'm willing to plunk time into.
See, Yoshi's Island, since that one, man, I don't know. I never played a great Yoshi game.
Well, Yoshi's Island was a masterpiece, but it's been a while.
All right. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. Are you excited for any of these releases coming up in March? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. And, of course, my co-hosts who pull double duties as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and over at the Checkpoint News Desk, Joe Sloan. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.